This is Mr. Tolu Balogun. On the Work From Home podcast, I will be teaching you a lot of things you can do to upgrade your skills and be able to run a work from home business successfully. So stay with me and enjoy. Hi everyone, Mr. Tolu Balogun here again. I'm so excited to be with you on the Work From Home podcast. This is the first Monday in the month of February, the month of love, and it's so beautiful to be back here on the show. I mean, I've been gone for like, what, a minute? Okay, so I'm super excited actually because of the lineup of guests that I have for you this month. And because I have a very, very interesting set of guests lined up that we've already scheduled their recording, that their recordings are already set. And with the number of guests that are also willing to appear on this show, I've had to revert back to what I've done before, which is I give you the introductory episode at the beginning of the month. And then we have guests all the way till the end of the month. So my solo episodes only come out on the first Monday of the month as from now. And that's because, you know, I have a lot of interesting guests lined up who are ready to share about their work from home journey or for other stuff that would definitely help you increase your business, increase your sales, increase your personal development skills so that you can become a better person. So let's dive right into the topic for today. The topic for today is we are comparing, contrasting copywriting and content marketing. If you don't know already, what I specialize in is content marketing. And as I would like to say it, copywriting is actually a very integral part of content marketing. But we want to, you know, compare, contrast the two, because sometimes some people are so good at copywriting and they feel they have content marketing figured out. And sometimes some other people understand how content marketing works and don't realize that they might need a professional copywriter. So some people are, you know, about really good on both sides. They can handle copywriting as well as every other area of content marketing. So let's look at how these two differs, and then we can help one or two people out there to, you know, be better at what they do, especially if they don't understand the differences and the similarities between content marketing and copywriting. So let's start with copywriting. Copywriting is, simply put, the best way that anyone can ever define copywriting for you is this. I mean, yeah. Copywriting is writing to attract sales. That's the one single objective. We are trying to attract sales as early as possible, as fast as possible. We are definitely using the we are definitely using urgency. We are definitely using tricks to make sure that our links get clicked. We are definitely putting things in place that would impress the person immediately. And while some people are used to long-form copywriting, by long-form copywriting, I mean, you have to scroll through a landing page for like 2 minutes. I don't feel that's the best style. We live in a fast-paced world where people don't want to watch a video that is longer than 5 minutes. People don't want to interact with a reel that's longer than 15 seconds. People want their content and they want it fast. So copywriting for today, ideally, should be able to sell to the buyer in 300 to 700 words. That's my belief. That's my strong belief. Anything more than that, they are just not going to read it. They are going to browse through. It does not matter how much time and effort you put into writing that 3,000 word copywriting document or whatever. I don't think anybody's going to read all of that. And chances are, you as a person would like most likely not read 2,000 to 3,000 word article or copywriting article trying to sell you something. No, nobody's going to do that. So, ideally, your copywriting documents shouldn't be more than 300 to 700 words for website copies, and for social media copies, let's say 150, anywhere from 100 words even, 100 words to 300 words is sufficient. I mean, so back to talking about what copywriting is, as I said, it's writing for sales. You are trying to make a sale immediately, and two of the most important tools you use, you have to choose a very engaging and enticing topic for whatever you're writing about. And then you want to make sure that you are using urgency. That's like one of the most important tools of copywriting, because as I said earlier, you are trying to make sales as fast as possible. So you want to tell them, buy this today before the offer goes, or this exclusive offer expires at midnight today. Those are the type of stuff you see in copywriting. But when we are talking about content marketing and you're writing for content marketing, it's a different ball game. I'm not trying to pressure you. I'm not trying to be salesy. I'm trying to build authority. So that's the number one and most fundamental difference between copywriting and writing for content marketing. So there is one way that's trying to sell immediately right now. You want me to take action right away. And in most cases, that would have some people feel pressured and like, I'm going to lose out of this if I cannot raise this immediately. And you know the kind of feelings, because definitely urgency is a very important tool there. And the second hand though is content marketing, which you are trying to build authority, you are trying to build confidence, you are trying to nurture people, you are trying to, practically take them by the end and make them trust your brand. While this one might be able to get you results as fast as possible, I'm referring to copywriting. Content marketing is going to help your brand survive for the long term and help to even increase the word of mouth. It will help you to make your brand be as sustainable as possible, because, trust is earned, don't forget. And for you to be able to gain the trust of people, it takes time. And for you to invest that time in gaining their trust, it's priceless. So while you might be able to, get quick sales with copywriting, you would be able to build for the long term and future growth of the business by employing content marketing strategies. Now, should you now, because of that, stick to one of the two? No, you actually have to do both, because you need sales at the moment for people who have the money and are ready to buy now. There's that group of people the group of clients you have who are ready to take action, who will be able to get started right away, who need that extra push, to be able to start doing business with you right away. And if you delay, you are going to lose them, and they probably have millions of other things they are doing, so it's just best for them to take action right away. There's that group of people, yes. And there's a second group of people who need to be nurtured, who need to be wooed, let me put it that way, who need to understand the reason why they need you. So fine, they will compare you with other people, they will do searches, but if you resonate with them, they are going to come back to you. And those are the type of clients that you need more of. You need people that you would be able to earn their trust. And these are people you need because they are people that will vouch for you. They are people that will let others know that you are so good at what you do, and your opinions are really awesome, and the way you explain things to them makes them feel at ease. They are going to be your brand ambassadors, and you're not even going to pay a dime extra for those people. So that is one of the ways to make sure that you build your business for the long term, by using content marketing strategies to help your brand gain the trust of people who would become loyal to you, while also getting access to people who need that extra push to get things done right away. You need both sides of the coin, not just a single head or tail. You need both the head and the tail. So that is the way this should go. So now let's go back to a little bit more about the differences and what are some things that we can do to, you know, synergize both stuffs. So with copywriting, as I said, you need to have a very attractive headline, an headline that they would be able to use right away, that would make them click on your document. So be it a blog post, be it web copy, be it social media post. When you are doing the copywriting for all those stuffs, you are doing something that needs immediate action. So you go for the craziest headlines, the headlines that pop out that people would notice, that would make them stop scrolling right away, and headlines that are really, really strong, that have a very strong emotional connection. And sometimes you use you play reverse psychology, you use negative emotions. And remember when they said there's no bad marketing, right? It's actually true. There is no bad marketing. And you would have seen this a lot in the entertainment industry by using bad news or headlines to make someone appear more often in search. And the more they get noticed in search, they drop an album, and then they drop an album, and then people are like, okay, let me go listen to what she's singing, what he's singing, after he has done this, after she has done that. And then they keep gaining popularity, they keep growing higher, they keep getting relevance, they keep getting more sales, despite the fact that there is a bad news out there about them. So, as I said earlier, there's no bad marketing. It all depends on how you use and craft the experience. So, definitely, you want strong headlines that have power words, that are that connect emotionally to people and would most likely make them stop scrolling and read your documents right away. There are tools that we use for this. There are headline analyzing tools. You want to use headline and share through headline analyzer. And I can, really can't remember the name of the second one, but I use Shared True Headline Analyzer the most. So it's very easy to use. It gives you the engagement score. It gives you the compatibility score or something. So those two scores help you to understand how to weigh or edit your headline. So aside that, also, you need to have a good understanding of what we call power words in writing. So you have to use a good mix of your power words to ensure that your headline score is up there. So some people we call that being clickbaity, and yes, it can be clickbaity, but so far you are driving the value that you promised, people would not ease and get out of your site. Because I mean, when there should be a limit to how you do things, and nothing should be overused. So there are people that will go to all extents just to make people click on whatever they are writing. And then you read the article, and then you go back to the headline, and you'll be like, how does this even meet up? And most often than not, there'll be a ease and a close button click. You understand? So you don't want people to drop, because that will increase your website drop off rate, your bounce rate. And at the end of the day, if you are someone who takes SEO as important as should be, you would start declining in the search results. Like, that's a given. So you don't want to make sure that people are always clicking your article. You want to make sure that you're using the right keywords, the right headlines that match the experience that they would get when they, you know, read your post. While you're trying to make them get an action immediately, you are also trying to balance things out. You are not trying to tip the iceberg and then have your boat capsize. You are trying to showcase and give them a preview that this is what you will get, and this is how you get it. So this is what you get. That's the headline. The body, this is how to get it. So after that, you also want to make sure, as I said, that depending on what you're trying to achieve, it's always great to hire a copywriter who has had great results. And if you can't afford that, you can start with someone like me who can multitask, copywriting and content marketing. And I mean, when you're trying to write a sales copy, that is. And when you need to, you know, get crazy impact and all of that, you go to someone who is, I mean, lesser focused on copywriting. So when you have definitely gone through that process and decided, okay, this is where I want to start, but this is where I'm going, and then you look at, around, who are the people that are really good at what they do. Now, there are like levels to this thing. You can, at this stage, find someone who is a lesser focused copywriter who is just starting. Definitely, I'll be better than the person because I have more experience than the person. I understand more than the person. And at that pace, if you hire even the laser focused person, I'm going to deliver better results because just years of experience I've used in this thing. And don't forget, the objective and the goal of the writing is what's different. Writing is most times still writing. So I understand that, okay, when I'm doing copywriting, this is my goal, this is my objective, these are the tools that I use for this type of job. And I understand that when I'm doing content marketing, this is what I'm achieving or aiming for. These are the tools that I need to achieve this type of result. So I focus on getting sales right away with copywriting. I focus on building trust, building a relationship, and making sure that we build a long-term relationship with content marketing. So both sides, as I explained, are very important. You can't push one out and just stick with one. You have to use a mix of both for your social media, for your long-term marketing, and everything you want to do. So when you want to get a copywriter, you have to find someone who is dynamic. You have to look for someone who can tickle people's fancy and, you know, make them feel comfortable in a very short time. You understand? Like, make them feel very comfortable right away. And, you know, someone who can, you know, drop people's defenses also. You know, as I was saying, you know, I said people tend to be to block off when they see that you're trying to be salesy. So with copywriting, you also want to be smart about it. You anticipate the fact that people want to block off, and then you, I mean, look for points and you analyze ways that you can, you know, break off those defenses with your copywriting skills or as a copywriter. And then, you know, at the right spot, you deliver the sales pitch and use your urgency to make sure that they get on and do what they have to do, like right now. And that's why you would see in a lot of copywriting, even copywriting scripts for video marketing, you would see people explain why they are the best person to give you advice before they even go on to give you that advice. They will tell you the people they've worked with. They will tell you the results that they've gotten. They would compare some basic statistics with your regular day-to-day lives. Like, what would $10 do for you right now? If you have $10 with you, you could as well go and buy a few donuts, and then you are going to pull it out. If you have $10 with you right now, it wouldn't even pay your rent for the day. If you have $10 with you right now, you can do this and that. But you can take that same $10 right now and invest in this program. And when you do, these are the things you are going to get. And these things are valued at $1,497. But if you take action right now, I'm going to give you all of this because I'm in a good mood for just $10. And this offer is going to go by 10 p.m. tonight. I'm not going to wait for 12 midnight. 10 p.m., it's gone. So it's best you take action right now for just $10, which is what you would use to buy 2 cups of coffee and pee it out. You understand? So it's kind of different there. You see, I walked through the process. I walked through the process of telling you what you use 10 bucks for. And I also used the number 10 when I was talking about the time to block off. So you don't forget that. So it's the $10 for what I'm trying to sell to you, which is valued, according to me, at $1,497. And it's going to go by 10 p.m. I'm not even going to wait for 12 midnight. You understand? So that type of urgency makes you feel like, oh, maybe I should do this right now. And the only reason you will not do it is if you don't need it, if you feel you don't need what I'm trying to sell, or if you don't have the money to pay for what I'm trying to sell. Those are the two reasons you are probably making not to, you know, go for that offer. But when you are talking about copywriting, a copywriting script will be maybe three reasons why this course is awesome. And then I give you my three reasons. I can tell you that it can help you build blah, 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 blah. And it contains this, 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 and this, and this. And it has been used by professionals from 10 to 13 different countries. And these are their feedback. So we go through their feedback and I tell you to buy this course, use this link. And I'm not trying to tell you that you should get it right away, right now, or anything. So I've tried to, woo you, make you see reason why it is valuable for you. But on the other hand, with the copywriting script I tried to, produce just now, I was trying to let you understand that the money you are paying is no big deal. And you have to pay it because you could decide the other alternatives you have to spend in that money, which are not the only alternatives you have to spend that money. So you understand what I'm talking about. So that's about it, basically. So let me know what you feel about copywriting, content marketing, and if you understand that you need both. I love to hear from my audience. You can shoot me an email. You can send a comment in this podcast. You can come to my Instagram handle to, chat me up and let me know what you feel about content marketing and copywriting. You can find any way possible to reach out to me. I'm available on social media, Facebook, Instagram, everything. I'm everywhere. It's the same handle for all social media platforms, Mr. Tolubalugu. So thank you very much for listening to the Work From Home podcast. I'm super excited that you're here with me and I'm here with you to present even more value to you. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and families, and also subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to. I'll see you guys next week with another awesome guest who will be telling you or talking with you about a lot of great things that you can use to build your work from home business. Till I see you again next week, keep having a great week. Bye bye.